she buys from the feed store.
Yeah.
And she cut them into dish towels, and she would crochet on the end of the dish tin hammock. You call that a roll hem.
Yes, ma'am.
And then she would crochet this little tatten on the end. You know what tatten is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You crochet it on the end of the dish towel. And then she cut smaller squares and sew them together and made them thick. And, you know, sew them like a bag. And then she'd tack them all about in spots, like little pads. And that's what the dish towel was.
Your mother was amazing.
Yeah. We did the same thing. We made everything we wear. Even my dad would BVDs then. He made that. You don't hear that no more now. I don't think you can buy that, can you?
BVDs?
Yeah.
No, what do they look like?
They're sad looking now that I know what they look like.
Yeah.
There was an all-in-one thing that the men wore, buttoned down the front, and in the back they had something called a governor split. It's what they call it. And it was made out of this bird eye material. And in the wintertime, they had the kind with long sleeve and long legs, and a split in the back, and it buttoned down the front. And that was called underwear.
The front had buttons?
Yeah. Well, that was made out of material that looked like the t-shirt material, what you use in the winter. You call them long drawers. That's what the name for them. And the other things you wore in the summer was BVDs. You don't see any of that anymore now. See all this bikini stuff.
Okay, then you dry the dishes with a...
with a cloth.
Okay. What would you use, say, a little kind of a towel or a cloth to wash your face, a rag to wash your face with?
We had washcloths. She had great big towels. And even the towels, she'd embroider some of the she'd call them guest towels. The ones that we put out when we were going to have company, she had them all embroidered on the end. And every pillowcase in the house was embroidered on the end. And the sheets, she would draw initial in the sheet, you know, and she embroidered that. She did beautiful embroidered work.
Yeah. Miss Vance, now where would you get your water from?
We got our water from the cistern.
Okay.
You mean in New Orleans?
Yeah.
From the cistern. And over the years, they put sewage in.
Yeah, when was it you started getting water from, and it pumped into your house?
Oh, let me see. No, I must have been around about 15.
Okay, and you turned the water on at the...
faucet, yeah. Because, I remember my grandmother was the first one around that to get sewage. You had to pay for that too, you know. Pay to put all that in, cost
yeah.
A lot of money. And we were the last one around when we got our water pipes put in. I don't remember too much about it, isn't that funny? But I do remember that we got water from a cistern. And we used to live next door to my grandmother. We used to tote water from her house to our house because we didn't have a cistern. And when she first got her sewage in, you know, her water, my grandfather connected a hose pipe from his side to ours. And then later on, the landlord put the water in by our house. But it was nice once we got in, and after we got the toilet. But it was a long time before we got a bathtub. I lived for many years without a bathtub. I could remember after I got married, and that was in 28. I lived in a little house that didn't have a bathtub. It had a toilet in it.
Yeah.
In fact, the toilet was out in the yard.
What would you call a room that would have a toilet and a sink, but no bath or shower? That would just be a...
washroom.
Washroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.